CliffCentral.com.
All right. It is a Wednesday morning. Now, I don't want to jump the gun here and jinx things, but I'm wearing a t-shirt for the first time since May. And I'm wondering,
It's
not, and I'm not freezing my balls off. I don't have any heaters on, none of that stuff. So I just want to say maybe winter's going to be going away soon. I know that we usually get some kind of cold snap that makes everybody a little bit nervous and unhappy at some point between now and September. And even September can sometimes be a bit chilly. But I kind of like the idea that we're moving into my favorite part of the year. And it's not just mine, it's most people's favorite part of the year. So if you're ready for that like we are, then let us know in the comments. We've got lots to talk about this morning, plenty to get through. We want to hear from you, so drop us a comment. And also while you're dropping us a comment, like and subscribe. And Ryan, you're our social media guy along with Simpiwe. So what else do people need to do? They need to comment. Why? Greg said to me yesterday.
Comments.
Yeah.
And share.
All of that stuff, please.
Do all those things.
If you give us a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts, it pushes us every single time. Our numbers are good, right? We get great downloads. But they don't look at the downloads only. If you want to be featured on the main page of Apple, apparently, then people have to comment. Every single time someone drops a comment on Apple Podcasts as a review, then it puts us in the top 10. So We're kind of there all the time. We've been in the top 10 from day one, but we need you to keep up the energy. And I'm sorry. I mean, this is like, I don't make you subscribe. I don't make you pay money to listen to us. So the least you can do is leave a good review. And I'm going to go and check on Apple Podcasts later this morning. And if there aren't at least, 50 reviews, then I'm just not going to do the show tomorrow. I just won't wake up for the show tomorrow and I won't be here. So it's a threat. Yes, I'm threatening you. But, I mean, this is the only way we can get things done, is if I threaten people. all right. So lots of interesting stuff for us to talk about this morning. A lot of people still talking about PE. Someone says, what I should do. I mean, I can't believe PE is so important that people actually are talking about it. But if I – and the funny thing is I don't actually hate PE at all. This is the dirty little secret. But I like saying horrible things about PE because PE people get so offended by it, right? And I'm talking about a certain kind of person. It's like, you know, old grouchy people who get upset about a lot of things. But I've met lovely people in PE. It's actually a beautiful place. They've got lovely beaches. It's like a gem that very few people discovered. But don't ever say that to them. Don't let them know that that's how I feel. I want them to know that I really despise their shitty little city. And there are things about PE that are revolting. And I think here, Dr. Robin, who knows the Eastern Cape better than me, she says, if you've ever driven into PE from the easterly side, it smells like a sweaty, unwashed armpit. Well, that's where the name came from. I didn't pull it out of thin air. That's genuinely, there are things about it that are embarrassing. Anyway, Dr. Robin, the crux of my family is from PE, says Sanelen. I do not disagree. See? These are people who know the place, right?
Okay.
Carl says, Gareth, this show's becoming a lot of admin. Just fucking charge us. Okay, I will if you do. But in the meantime, go and write a review.
You better pay. You better pay. Yeah. When we start charging, you better pay the premium amount.
You better pay.
Carl, we'll give you what you want. You want to pay? Hey, we'll make you pay. We'll fight. One fight. You're not pay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Simpiwe. We've got to get into something. We've got Jane coming in later on, and I'm very excited about this. Jane Malachi, who is looking for a part-time job, and we thought, well, we've got this show. We've got some great listeners. I'm sure we've got somebody who can offer us something. Let's get her on, but it's going to be like an audition. And I'm nervous about this because every time you put Jane on, it can go very, very well or it can go very, very poorly. It's 50-50. Does Jane like Ryan? What's the story here? Because, I mean, she sometimes tolerates you, Simpiwe, but she also gives you a lot of uphill. I mean, what's the story with both of you? I just need to know so that I can manage the situation when she comes on.
I'll go out on a limb and say, I think Ash Jane loves me. You know, I really think she just has this unexplainable love.
That's brave.
For me.
Love.
Yeah, she just doesn't know how to articulate it very well, but I think she loves me. That's number one. I think with Ryan, I think she's okay with Ryan. She is trying to like figure out like, where can I get you? Because Ryan hasn't slipped up, according to Ash Jane. So until that moment arises, until she's like, I got you. Yes, you, Ryan. She's not going to say anything. She's honestly not going to say anything. For now. Yeah,
for now.
It can change. Like, it can be just a look, a simple look that That's you it. Give her, and it's tickets. It's absolutely tickets.
She greets me in the morning. Bad side. And then she doesn't greet me when she leaves. So I'm always I don't know where I stand.
No,
I'm
please,
like, don't take that. No, Ryan, don't take that personally.
You're expecting too much. You get a greeting in the morning. Like, be grateful for the small things you get. All right. Jesus, Jane made me a cup of coffee yesterday in the office. It's like the strongest stuff ever. I could have kickstarted a Boeing with the cup of coffee that she made for me yesterday. And then she comes in, she goes, was it all right? So I'm like, I'm too scared to complain about it. So I go, yeah. It was fine. It was fine. And she goes, are you sure? Because you look a little shocked. So I'm like, no, absolutely fine. All right, so let me quickly tell you.
It's actually almost new.
Yeah. Let me tell you about Naked. We've been talking about them for the last couple of days, and there's a reason for that. What makes Naked's insurance products different to the others is how it's powered by the latest tech to give you total control over your cover and to make insurance faster and easier than ever before. You don't believe me? Well, you can quote, buy, and switch insurance whenever it suits you. You can even do this at 2 a.m. You can manage and customize every single aspect of your cover on the Naked Insurance app. Just change your details. You can change your excess. You can update your cover. You can pause it when you're not driving, which makes a whole lot of sense. And you can make claims. You can even cancel with just a click. It's that easy. The tech behind Naked also results in cost savings, which are passed on to the client in the form of lower premiums. That's you. You score. Visit naked.insure or download the Naked Insurance app to sort your insurance without a phone call. Like anything else that we advertise here, it's only stuff that we've tried ourselves. And I can absolutely say to you that cliffcentral.com, we've known Ernest and the team from Naked from the get-go. We wouldn't tell you about them if we didn't believe in them. Naked Financial Technology is an authorized financial service provider. So don't just take our word for it. You can take theirs as well. All right. So we got a couple of things on the agenda for this morning, apart from getting Jane a new job. One of those things is that Simpiwe has decided that she doesn't even Google things anymore. Now she TikToks things, which I'm not sure I like the sound of this. You know, Simpiwe, this TikTok, you're putting a lot of faith in this platform, which I've never trusted from the get go. You know, I only got onto it maybe a month and a half ago, and I still don't go on every day, and I never will.
That's fine. That's fine. So someone tweeted, and they're like, I don't Google, I TikTok, and that tweet went viral. Everyone was kind of like, girl, I thought I was the only one. I thought, you know, I'm the only person who's kind of stopped going to Google first, and now I go to TikTok when I want to search something.
Explain.
There's a hashtag TikTok taught me, and it's been like used like 6.6 billion times. And it's projected that at this rate that TikTok actually might become the most used
search engine.
Yes, as opposed to Google, which I think is interesting. It's very, very interesting because naturally we all tend to go to Google and be like, how to da-da-da-da-da.
Well, I mean,
but they're saying, you know, the reason why people trust TikTok is because now there's a face. There's somebody who's like, how to use this? Get this, da-da-da-da. And
no,
there's kind of like this trust that people have.
It's not a search engine, though. It's a content platform. So you really, I mean, how hard is it to find things? Like if I look up, for example, how to make less strong coffee than Jane Malachi makes, am I going to find something easily, or am I going to have to spend hours scrolling through a whole lot of users with the word coffee in their blog?
I can't speak on like other people's experience with TikTok, but I found it because the content that I get, the algorithm, and then kind of see content around coffee. So I think in that regard, it's much more easier to search, and I'm not necessarily looking for a particular article. This is just content that I'm really like enjoying. Content that I'm into, that I'm seeing on a daily. I'm seeing like all the time. It's just from different people. And it's quite informative, you know. I'm not saying you should trust TikTok, you know. That should be your Bible now, no. And it's the be it and end of it. But I think it's interesting that we're moving, not moving away, but more people are starting to be like, hey, let me just TikTok this. And they'll watch a 3-minute video and be like, okay, cool, I'll buy it, you know. Or not buy it, because this TikTok user did not have a great time.
Well, look, I mean, you know, we rely on human recommendations, right? Like if I'm about to buy, I don't know, a new pair of shoes, and someone at the office has got a really nice pair of shoes, I'm going to ask them. I'm going to say, hey, you know, what do you think of this? And then hopefully you'll get some good advice from someone you trust. And
yes.
I think Google has also squandered a lot of its capital. I mean, we used the word. I Googled it to look something up. So they had like unassailable market dominance for a very long time. And I think that they've, you know, we found out that these algorithms are kind of working in the background, trying to figure us out. They serve us stuff that we want to know, that we want to hear, that confirms our political bias, that agrees with our pre-existing opinions. And I see no difference between Google and TikTok. In fact, I think TikTok's probably better at that, giving you what you want, than even Google is. So it worries me that it's going to keep people very much in their bubbles. Do you use TikTok a lot, Ryan? I don't know anything about your social media behavior. What do you do? Why is Simpiwe laughing at you?
It's because we always exchanging TikToks with one another. But we actually had a thing in the office. When was it, Simpiwe? Like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Greg decided, because I said the algorithm is, well, at least my algorithm, is not what Simpiwe's is. Like, Simpiwe's is all lifestyle and stuff, but I don't I just get push stuff.
What do you get?
I get like these chicks dancing and these girls in hot tubs doing lives, and I'm like, but I never asked for this. And Simpiwe's like, no, you did. You did. And I'm like, I'm just on the For You page. I'm getting what they feed me. And then Greg decided to have a TikTok roulette game. And so we had to pull up our accounts, and we had to watch the first 5 videos of videos that come up, like what kind of videos. And what was Mash's one? Mash's one was like cars.
Cars. Let me explain, because you're not doing a good job, right?
I'm not a good explainer.
I like where this is going, though. This is going to be embarrassing.
You're not telling the real tea here. The reason why we were talking about the TikTok algorithms is because I'm like, I always see lifestyle content, you know, and I think that's what I genuinely want to see. Mash is like, yeah, he sees a lot of comedy. That's what he wants to see. Right. And Ryan is like, no. I'm just seeing a lot of hot girls doing baddie behavior. That's not what I want to see. And I'm like, Chief, this algorithm gives you more of what you like. So if that's what you're into, come on now. Come on. And that's how we did the TikTok Who is seeing what on the algorithm?
All right, so
and
what,
everybody was fine.
What came up with Ryan's? Was it exactly that stuff? Was
baddies.
It all this?
No, it wasn't that bad.
Baddies.
It wasn't that bad.
Look, it did come up. Your TikTok is bad. It has baddies. It has these sexy girls doing a bit of, like, I wouldn't say raunchy, because the actual app itself is very PG, but I mean, it's very suggestive.
They really play jump rope with the guidelines.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very suggestive. It's very like, ooh, am I wearing a top underneath?
I was talking to Greg, because we were talking about promoting podcasts on it, and then I said, but it's not going to work because it's only these girls that get the main attention. And he's like, no, but it's only you.
Wow.
I said, but it can't be just me. Surely
that's embarrassing.
Other people.
I mean, Ryan,
this algorithm.
I didn't know this about you, but clearly you're just watching girls in hot tubs. I mean, I'm offended.
It's just what it feeds me.
I think you're like an old school creep who's looking at girls in hot tubs the whole time.
No,
and you're just like, yeah.
I don't know how to get other people's stuff. Like, I watch so much sport stuff. How do I not get more sport content?
Here's the trick. Let me help you. Right, what you do is the minute that video pops up, you scroll up. You cannot give it more than 3 seconds.
Well, he can't help it. He sticks around, yeah.
The fact that you watch from this is the algorithm's like, oh, he likes this content. He's watching it. So let me just give him more. Stop watching
Ryan,
don't even like the video.
Ryan, it's not a conspiracy. Algorithms do not have personality. Okay.
Yeah.
So they really are just reacting to your behavior. So you just got, if all these baddies, as Simpiwe calls them, are just pitching up all day, it's because of you. You like it. And Dogoza says, if I had a TikTok page, best believe it would be baddies all day, every day.
Simpiwe, I told you.
Yeah.
But that would be for him.
Carl says,
everyone's different.
The TikTok algorithm works like this. Are you male? Do you have a penis? Are you straight? Here are some bums for you. It isn't quantum physics. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, Tracy Bard, this is a joke that no one on the show except me will get this morning. I know who hates TikTok, Millie Vanilli, watching everyone getting famous for lip syncing. So Millie Vanilli, because look at Simpiwe's face. She's like, who the hell are you talking about? Millie Vanilli were this band that were famous in the late 80s, 88, 89, somewhere around there. Had a couple of songs. Turned out that they weren't even singing. They were just lip syncing the songs. They had other people singing, and they were just taking the songs and they were performing them. And people thought they were the biggest crooks ever. Everybody like burnt their, I think at that stage it was like records and cassettes. This is a long time ago. And they were like, oh, screw Millie Vanilli. They're like the most, these are the most dishonest people in the music world. And now these guys are watching TikTok going, but everybody's doing it now. So that's why they keep coming up. Look up Millie Vanilli. You'll be thrilled.
Sure.
Yeah. Simpiwe is a whole thing. They had a song called Blame It on the Rain. Let me find a picture of them for you quickly. Millie Vanilli. They were a big deal for a while. They had some really good songs. And people loved them. And then suddenly they found out that they were actually just lip syncing. And then their popularity went down the toilet. Millie Vanilli. You've never heard of them either, Ryan, have you?
No. Unfortunately not.
See, guys, this is what I have to deal with. All these millennials and Gen Zs. Don't know the
Dari had to deal with us yesterday. This.
Yeah. Oh, you asked Dari about Millie Vanilli. She does that 80s show, so she would...
Yes.
Yeah. She would be all over Millie Vanilli. But they used to be a very big deal. People loved them. They were important. Everybody wanted to know what they were up to. They were like the original, they weren't rappers, okay. They were singers, but then it turned out they weren't even singers. This is what they looked like, by the way, these two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nothing like what
that's extraordinary.
I thought.
No, exactly. Yeah. Neither are their voices anything like what you thought.
White guys.
No, it was two black dudes. Yeah.
Oh, no. they look like those guys who, I think, is it Vanilla? Like, he's kind of music. Like,
no, it's not Vanilla Ice. No. You're thinking of that. No.
Yeah,
no.
That's kind of what they
did. Your homework for today. You're both going to be in the office this morning. Go onto YouTube and go and watch Millie Vanilli, okay? And go and watch you listen to
it. I shouldn't just TikTok it?
Mm-mm. I wouldn't know how to do that. Go TikTok it, but I don't know if they're going to be on there. And then I want you to at least listen to three of their songs, all right? And then you can feed back and tell us what you think.
We can
talk about this. Yeah, get back onto it. All right, so a couple other things we've got to get to. I overheard somebody in the office yesterday talking about MASH's dating, which continues. And he didn't bring this up on Monday, but apparently he was walking around his complex in a dressing gown. In a gown. Now, I didn't listen to any detail, but I heard Simpiwe and Dari laughing, and there's always someone talking in the office. And I don't know how you guys get any work done, but I was listening into this for like all of 2 seconds, and I heard this story about MASH walking around in a gown. Now, is it acceptable to walk out of your front door in a gown, even if it's just to collect like Mr. Delivery or Uber Eats?
If you have pajamas on and it's super early, I think it's okay. I'm one of those people. There's like almost grace period.
Remember we spoke about how people were going to spa and they actually had to issue that warning to say, please don't come into our store in slippers and a dressing gown. Right,
but spa is also going through something. Like spa also had a notice thing, like, "Hey, we're closed because our employees were drunk this weekend." So spa is really going through something. Like it's not okay. But for me personally, I'm just like, there's a grace period. I think maybe between 6 and 8 in the morning. I understand why you're not fully dressed. You know, you just woken up, you quickly want to take the trash out, or you just want to get some bread real quick. I understand. Anything after that, I'm looking at you a bit sus, especially
what's your
at night.
What's your cutoff time?
6 and 8 in the morning. Mm. That's the only time I can accept you looking extremely crusty. It makes sense. It makes sense. You're in your PJs, you're in a gown, you haven't washed, you just look like a
crusty
mess. It makes sense. I can't judge you. I will mind my business. Whatever you're buying, I'm like, okay. Anything after that, why are you leaving the house like that? Excuse me? No.
Sharon says it's a full on public, not okay. So, okay, that's what we got. Mash is giving some serious Sia vibes, says Ndogozo. That's probably true. There's some similarities.
I will say this.
Yeah.
You must ask Mash why he was wearing his gown out and about.
We will.
It has to do with another somebody, and we're trying to give him like advice to be like, can you just
see? I didn't want to listen to the detail. I didn't want to listen to the detail because I want him to tell us
the truth.
Yeah, I want him to tell us on the show.
There's a story behind that gown. But that's all I will say.
So Simpiwe has made the rule this morning. Now everybody knows we don't need to talk about this for hours and hours. The rule is 6 to 8 in the morning. It's acceptable. Anytime after that, no crustiness, please. That's what we've heard. Okay?
Done.
All right.
That's the rule. Live by it and you'll be happy. You'll be happy.
There we go.
Life
very,
is
very good.
So much simple.
All right. So we've now got rules. This is what the show's for. It's to help us figure out how to make more of our lives and to make better decisions so that we're not embarrassed. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is by popular demand. Jane Malachi. There she is. Our own Jane Malachi. She's the main office manager at cliffcentral.com. She runs things there. She also takes care of all of our guests. Yesterday, she did a terrific job by welcoming a guy called Johan Hari, who's a famous international author, to the show. And she's really met everybody. You can go and follow Jane on her social media as well, where she's constantly busy updating things. Jane, how's your Instagram fame coming along?
I do very well on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I do
growing?
Have a lot of followers,
mm-hmm.
even you, Papa G.
I follow you and I often like your stuff, especially like it when you post pictures of, you with all these celebrities that you've met at Cliff Central.
Yeah, because I just want to remind myself that I met them.
Mm. Now, of course, it's very good. And who wouldn't do that? Now, Jane, we do have some serious business this morning. And I want to get the serious business out of the way so people can start sending us emails. And, you know, this is really, it's an audition for you for a new job, but it's also an audition for who you might want to work for because, you know, you're not just anybody. And if someone wants to hire you, we need to check them out as well. We're not just going to let you go and work for someone who's a terrible person. So
that's true.
Let's go through it. So Jane is in charge of the office at Cliff Central. She's very good with people. I'll give you her little CV. She's okay at cleaning. It's not her best thing. I wouldn't say she's the best cleaner in the world, but she's brilliant with people. And she's completely trustworthy. And if you're looking for someone who will bring a smile to your face every day and make your office or home feel like it's a lively, wonderful, happy place, then I cannot recommend Jane enough. On the other stuff, I don't know that I want to get involved in recommending too much. I mean, we've had
so many discussions.
Supposed
to know me.
No, well, we've talked about the toilets at Cliff Central until we're blue in the face. I know you hate that. I don't want to get into too much of that because you have fights with people all the time about toilet paper, the way they leave the loo. She's not afraid to stand up for herself. Let's just put it that way.
Actually, I hate the people who don't like themselves, who just left shit.
Oh, I know.
You see, stuff like that. Yeah, that's me.
All
I
right.
think you have to learn how to clean after yourself.
So
I
Jane,
know that I'm here to clean.
Congo Chris already says, halala, Mama Jane, halala. They're people who are already like big fans. But let's be reasonable about this. You're not looking for a job anywhere. You live in Alex. You live in Sandton. So you're not going to travel to Boksburg or Krugersdorp
or Pretoria.
Or any of those places. So we're gonna be reasonable about this. Let's keep it to Sandton, right? That's where you're looking.
Actually, I'm looking for, like, because I'm working here for 2 days now,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for 3 days job.
So we're looking, will Rivonia be suitable? So, like, you could do both your jobs in Rivonia, you could do our stuff and someone else? Or are you, how far are you prepared to go here? Because transport's ridiculous now. Transport's very expensive.
Yeah, especially these days, the transport is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to take whatever they put on the table for me because now I'm struggling a lot.
Sure.
Because I'm here for 2 days mm-hmm. and I'm not working for 3 days.
Sure.
So I was
And everything's hoping if, everything's very expensive. We've got school fees, yeah. we've got rent, we've got groceries. Exactly. So I mean
yeah.
So you're looking for 3 days a week. What would that be? Monday, Wednesday, Fridays?
Yeah.
All right. If you're a serious contender, send me an email. Send it to contact@cliffcentral.com and we will pass it on to Jane. Now, Jane, what do you think your great qualities are? And what kind of job are you looking for here? Don't just say anything. What sort of people do you like working for?
You know, I'm a loving person,
mm-hmm.
Gareth.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I love to do whatever you can challenge. You mm-hmm. know, any challenge I can mm-hmm. just take.
Yeah, you're not afraid to get your hands dirty. You're not afraid to get things
I'm
in
not.
Order when they're a mess. That's fair. But what kind of people do you really like, Jane? Do you like people who are bubbly
like,
and fun, or do you like people
like
who are quiet?
You know, sometimes you can't judge a book.
Mm.
Like, I think if anyone who has, like, maybe you need like a office cleaner or tea lady.
Right.
Because I'm good with looking after people, actually.
Very good. That I will give you absolute
and
credit
even
for.
Even old people, if you have an old woman that you want me to look after, I'm there. Yeah, I can do that.
There we go.
Because
all right.
I
so,
did that before.
So we're really just giving you a very much watered down version, but Jane has many, many skills. And if you think that you need someone with Jane's skill set to work for you this morning, then send us an email and we'll put you in contact with her. And then from there on, it's up to you guys. contact@cliffcentral.com. Jane, I need to ask you, about some of the people in the office now. Is anyone giving you trouble at Cliff Central at the moment? Who's your favorite and who is at the bottom of the list right now?
Simpia, you're not my favorite. Don't do that.
I knew, Simpia. I knew.
Don't do that. You're not my favorite.
You can't even lie. You can't just make me feel special.
Is she near the bottom or the top at the moment, Jane? Because she changes place a lot.
You know, you can't trust Simpia. That's the main thing. You can't trust Simpia. She changed like a robot. So, tomorrow she can be like this. Tomorrow she can be. You see, that's the thing about Simpia. You will never know Simpio.
Are you glad that Ben comes in every now and then? You and Ben have always
actually,
got along. Yeah.
I still need to sit down with Ben and talk to him.
Mm.
You remember at the time Sia resigned, Ben put on the Instagram and say, oh my God, Jane, you are the only one who left at Cliff Central because you don't have anywhere to go. Look who's back. The same Ben. Like, seriously.
All right. So, Jane, this is a bit of a theme. I mean, every time anyone leaves, Jane gets very upset. She's very loyal. And Jane has been with us from the beginning. I think you and Greg are the only two who are there from day one, right?
because Ben say we don't have anywhere to go.
Well, that's just very rude of Ben because he's back, as you say.
But who came back?
But you've often got angry with people when they leave. I mean, Simpiwe was with us for a while and then she went off and then she came back and you didn't like that. You thought she'd been disloyal.
I'm always telling Rina that don't trust her. Even now, I'm still standing with that. And I'm not going to play with that. I trust them. Don't trust them. Right. People can't trust them, Papa G.
Well, we've got lots of people asking you questions here. So first of all, Alan says, Jane, I hope you find what you're looking for in the job. So that's very nice of Alan. Mongezi wants to know, Jane, did you like Mbulelo when he was around? Tell the truth, Jane. The first one. You can say whatever you like.
Sure, Mbulelo. Hey. You know, Mbulelo is a sheet of peace.
Oh,
Mbulelo can be Mbulelo.
Wow, you don't like him, huh?
I'm just saying this because he's not around.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah.
I was always telling him this, that Mbulelo, whoever you're going to work to, let's hope they're not going to tolerate shit. Because Mbulelo,
Okay, so we've gone down that road. Who's your favorite in the office at the moment? Is it Homolemo? Is it me? Is it Dory? Who's your favorite right now? Mash?
You know, I think Mash, because he's bringing that thing of Sia. You see,
he's got some swag.
Yeah, you see, yeah. Mash and I.
You like Mash?
We can tolerate each other. Yeah.
And
you, Papa G, because you just throw some shit on me, like, all the time.
Well,
but yeah,
that's nice of you, Jane. It's always the compliments that I live for. Jane, you make very, very strong coffee for me yesterday. I didn't get to sleep until 2 a.m.
Yeah, Papa G, I want to apologize. Papa G, I told you to forgive me because I changed the cup and I gave you the small cup and I put like a strong coffee. Just imagine, I wanted to give you a heart attack.
Bantu says you should start your own podcast called A Shit of Peace. I think that's a good idea. Tracy has some very interesting comments here for you, Jane. Tracy says, Ma Jane needs to have her own segment like Dr. Hanan does. Dish out honest what you need, not what you want, advice. Her insight into the human psyche is astounding. So some very good compliments coming in for you. Just plain Jared says, imagine getting into a fight with this chick. Yeah, so people are...
Don't do it.
And I'm not a fighting person.
No.
Yeah, but your words. Your words, Austin. Yo, your words. Your words can knock a man down. Yo.
I don't know.
Austin has the vocab.
I heard you on the phone yesterday talking to Devesh, who runs the building that we are in. You didn't mince your words with him either. He's a bit, he's a little bit, he's scared of you.
Simpio, you heard what Devesh said to me.
What?
You know, he was like, those people, they have job to do. They can't just come to Cliff Central if you want them to come. I asked him nicely. I was, Devesh, please, can you just tell one of your guys to come and put the clock on top of the wall? Yo, Papa G.
Who was that?
He was so rude.
Who was that old Madala who you used to argue with who worked for Devesh?
Gift.
Now, every time Gift came to the office, Jane would be so rude to him. I mean... He was an old man.
I can't find a job if you say I'm rude.
No. No, but Jane, let's be honest here. Let's be honest, Jane. When you used to say to...
Where do you think I can find a job when you say I'm rude?
You used to say to Gift, every time he walked into the building, you'd say, ha, are you still working? You're too old. You must retire. That's what you used
but
to say.
But he was so old. He was over 60. Look at us, young people. We're looking for a job. And old Madala still sticking that job. That's not fair. Young children in this South Africa, they don't have job. You get in pension or go home and eat your pension. Serious, Papa G. There's young children who are looking for a job. But you stuck there. You can't clap even on the stepladder.
Were you worried that he was too old and he would hurt himself?
Yeah, otherwise if you broke your bone, you will never heal. You're going to be the old chair for the rest of your life. of your life.
So has Gift finally retired, Jane? Because he has stopped working. I think he took your advice.
Thank God, because he listened to me.
All right, well.
And now, Babaji.
Yeah.
If Simpiwe left Cliff Central, please don't ever allow him to come. Don't ever allow her to come back.
But she's...
because they take advantage, because they can left.
All right, but Jane, I mean, no, hold on. I'm going to just correct you here, because this is something you've got a bad attitude about people who leave and come back. Jane, people are allowed to change their mind. You're allowed to go and work somewhere. I mean, we don't mind if you work somewhere else 3 days a week. So why would we have a problem if Simpiwe, who's a young woman, who wants to get experience somewhere else. I mean, this is what people do.
Look at your smile. Because you're defending. Look at your smile. The way she's smiling, she just say, "Oh, Garrett Cliff is there for me."
All right, Jane, more people have questions for you. It's not often we have you on the show, because you've come in specially today because we're going to try and find you a job. So, all right, did Jane, this is from Kevin. Kevin wants to know, did Jane look after Skolopat when she came in that morning? Were you here when Skolopat came in?
You remember she was sleeping here and she didn't have money to go back home. She couldn't even spell Gareth. I was like,
Skolopat.
Oh my God.
Skolopat, is she still a thing? Does anybody know? Simpiwe, Ryan?
She's a professional nurse.
No.
She's a nurse now.
Yeah, she's still a nurse. She was always a nurse. That was the
shock. But now she's a professional and she got married by this rich man.
But now Skolopat, she was there for an interview with us and she was great. She was really entertaining. But then she went to sleep on the sofa in the office and you had to wait. Did you wake her up who was it who woke her up?
I did. And she was like, she don't have money to go back home. I was like, hey, yo, what kind of celebrity are you? I know that celebrity that's struggling, but when are you aware?
Congo Chris says, I will pay Mum Jane to walk around with me and be honest like this to people around me.
I can just be a bodyguard.
Yeah, you see, but some people don't like the honesty, hey? Sure.
Yeah, that's true, but Baji.
Yeah. Saint says Gift is actually working in secret for them. So Gift does have a job
again. For safety, yeah.
Just in case you didn't know, Jane, Gift is back on the job, even though it's not at Devesh's office.
Maybe Devesh hired him.
You think so?
I think so.
All right. So let's see here. Some other people saying their favorite line is go home and eat your pension. I like that. That's very good. Jane, here's a question from Tracy. Who was your favorite celebrity who came to Cliff Central? Who's your favorite? And who did you think was the worst?
You know, my favorite celebrity was AKA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that guy, he's so nice.
Okay.
He's not other, like,
good.
You know, other celebrity, when you take the picture with them, you can see their faces. Mm. They just force themselves, man. Mm. But AKA, he was so friendly, like talking to everyone. Mm-hmm. Even me, Amethlina, he was like, oh, please can you come? Let's come and take a picture.
Right.
Yeah.
Now who?
Even Julius Malema.
And Julius was nice?
He was so nice because it's Mkhaya.
Mm, yeah, right. He's also from Limpopo, like you. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
By the way, Jane, how's it going in Limpopo with that house of yours with the snakes in the roof?
Oh, my God. Papa G. I still have snakes in my house. And now the snakes stay in my house.
Oh, my God. What are you going to
do? On top of the roof. I'm telling you.
Wait, they're in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snakes that are living in the roof of her house in Limpopo. Not the one here, but
my mom has to move to my house. She can't stay there anymore.
Jane, who's the worst celebrity that you met?
Yo, Marapapachi, I can't mention the name.
No, you
can't. That's going to be rude.
No, I mean, who didn't impress you? You don't have to say that they're a terrible person. They just, you weren't impressed by them.
A lot of people, eh? It's just because I can't mention their name. I don't want to have their feelings.
Drop one, Jane.
Just one.
Just one. They're not listening.
Just one.
No, I know that I'm an honest person.
Here we go. She's building up.
Yeah, you're making it spicy, Jane. Yes, drop one. Just one, Jane.
I can't.
No, come on, you can. We're giving you all the room you need. Just go for it. No one's going to get upset.
No, but like, seriously, like, if you're a celebrity, we understand that you are a celebrity, but you don't have to come here with that attitude to show that, you know what, I'm a celebrity. I'm known by all those people in the country. Yeah, we know you, but don't give us attitude.
Right.
Even as we're a human being.
Right. Are we talking about someone local, South African celebrity, or are we talking about
South African?
Ah, oof. Is it a man or is it a man or a woman?
A woman, there was.
Is it?
Is it?
Come on, Jane. One name, please.
Is it
one name?
Is it a black, see, white, or colored woman?
She was the nicest one. Oh my God, that one.
Pearl Tusi, we like.
So nice.
Right, we like Pearl.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, we like.
She
Pearl.
Was so nice.
All right. So, is it a black, white, or colored woman?
Black.
Ooh. Is it a famous TV personality, DJ?
A TV personality.
Ooh, we're getting warm.
Even Minute. I think Minute Lamini, she was pretending. I saw her face.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, you can one name.
Minenhle Dlamini. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't like
her. I know that she's nice, but she was pretending.
Oh. Okay, so she's not on your favorite list. This is interesting.
No, it's not that she's not my favorite. It's those people, Baba G, you can see that they forced in themselves.
You don't have to make excuses, Jane. You're allowed your opinion. You're allowed.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry.
Yeah.
So, okay, Jane, Snae wants to know, please ask Jane how she feels about Damon. We haven't had Damon's name come up for a long time on the show. How do you feel about him? How do you feel about him?
You know, I was asking Dori day before yesterday about Damon, how he is, how he's doing. He's still doing the perfume company. I think Damon needs some prayers, yeah? Yeah. I'm telling you, Baba Chi.
She's laying it down.
Baba Chi, it's just because you don't know the way you're taking care of people. Once they left Cliff Central, they're becoming...
What happens? You know, like, what happens to a lot of people's lives and careers once they leave us?
Ah, miserable shame. Ah, miserable. Let's speak about Damon first. What he's doing now?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
I wish if he was listening right now, I was gonna tell him straight to his face and say, "You are not supposed to listen to your wife."
Ooh.
You are supposed to sit with Gareth Leaf. Look at me. I'm still stuck with Gareth Leaf. Look at Ben. He came back. Even though after he wrote about me on Instagram and say, oh my God, Jane, you're still there because you don't have anywhere to go.
Jane, you never forget, hey? If people write something like that about you, you never forget, hey? Wow.
Papa Chi. I did a screenshot.
Yeah.
Yo.
She's keeping screenshots.
But you know what I wanted to do?
Yes.
At the time I saw Ben come every day, I knew that he's looking his job back. And I wanted to print that thing and put on the window here so he can read all the time. Go to CS Instagram, you will see.
All right, let's... So someone else asked here, how are you getting along with Alan Ford? You and Alan Ford, you used to produce his show for him. How do we feel about Stoodla Mafetle Fetle? Are we happy with him?
Me and Stoodla, we love each other, even though we fight, but Alan is my favorite. And we understand each other.
So you get along with
And you can see that Ellen, he's not pretending.
Yeah. No, you don't like you don't like fake people, hey?
I don't like fake people.
Yeah, that's the worst. Because then you don't know what you're dealing with.
You see, they can bite you. It's like a snake.
They can bite you.
Like...
I've also got to say, Jane, a lot of people have been complimenting you on your outfits. You wear very nice, colorful outfits when you come to the office in the mornings. You always make everybody smile. And a lot of people want to know, here's Tracy says, Jane would be the next Joan Rivers and critique red carpet outfits. So you would help them when you think that their outfits at movies and so on were good. Do you often go out and criticize other people's outfits if you don't think they look good?
You know, sometimes I do that. I remember one day we had a party where we stay. Mm-hmm. I did that. This girl almost killed me. She was so angry with me. You know, when you talk to one person, other one tell that one. And they told her. And she came to me and she confronted me. I didn't say I told that one that your dress was so horrible. Because she was so angry. She was so angry. And I felt like, you know what, let me just apologize.
Oh, so you apologized, but she was going to kill you.
She was going to kill me.
Jesus. Well.
I'm telling you.
Jane, someone wanted to know in the comments earlier, what did you think of Gord Laws? Did you like Gord? He's in Europe. He's in Europe at the moment.
Ugh.
So.
Oh.
Yes.
That's why my toilet is always clean. You know, I'm surprised. Seriously, my toilet is always clean. Seriously, I haven't seen any. I'm
sorry. Oh, Jane.
Seriously?
He's lost a lot of weight, Jane.
He lost a lot of weight.
Yes. He's very fit and.
Much thinner. Much thinner. Yeah. She doesn't believe us, by the way.
I don't believe that. Actually, I have to see the pictures first.
You can
I'll show you pictures after the show.
Go on to Instagram and you'll see, Jane.
Yeah.
All right. Any last words, Jane? We're looking for a job for you. People love your personality. I'm sure that there's plenty of opportunity for someone like you. You can definitely let us know. If you're interested in giving Jane a 3-day job, she can do Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and you can send us an email, contact@cliffcentral.com, and we'll see what we can do.
And I'm not rude. I'm a nice person to work with.
Not at all. You've never been rude.
If you want to know about me, just ask Papa G.
Mm. That's why we got you on the show. It's the best place for you to advertise.
Thank you, Papa G.
All right, Mum Jane, have a lovely day. And how many, just so people know, what time do you have to wake up to be at the studio? And how much do the taxis cost from where you live in the studio? Just out of curiosity.
I remember last week, I went to the taxi. I was holding 60 rand. Can you believe when I get into the taxi? They said the taxi now is 30 rand to come to Rivonia because I'm taking two local. The other one, that site is 15 rand, and I have to take the 30 rand to come to Rivonia. Babaji, I was like, oh my God, I don't have money to go back home.
Yeah,
I asked everyone in the office to donate me.
The petrol price is very, very bad at the moment. They did say, Jane, that they're going to bring the petrol price down, but usually the taxis don't bring their prices down. Hey?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
They never do that.
Yeah. It's a big problem.
Never.
All right. So there we go. The great Jane Malachi. And it's always good to have you on, Jane. Thank you very much for being on the show this morning. And we hope we'll find a job for you. We'll have to see. Maybe there's somebody who's watching this now who desperately needs you in their life. And this could be, you know, the perfect collaboration. Who knows?
Yes. I will appreciate that.
Very good. There's Jane. A lot of people saying bring Jane back for a weekly segment. The truth is, I mean, you know what? We'd be in huge trouble with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission if we every single week. But there's some truth. If anybody wanted to know what's really going on in the office at Cliff Central, now you know all the stories, everybody. And I'm sure that there are plenty of other stories that she's saving for another day. But Jane has seen it all. She really has. You know, celebrities walking in with attitude to celebrities falling asleep on the sofa and not having money for transport. She's seen it all. She's seen a disaster in the bathrooms. She's seen people behaving very badly. She knows everything. She knows the whole story. So there we go. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all we got time for this morning. Ryan Simpiwe, we will see you guys in a few days' time. And don't forget to like, subscribe, comment. Yeah. Remember, I said if we don't get like 50 reviews on Apple Podcasts, then we're just not going to arrive for the show tomorrow morning. So,
and Simpiwe, Spotify.
And Spotify, make sure that, do it all. Because if we don't get 50 of those, I promise you, we won't start the show tomorrow. That'll be the end. So if you want it to happen, that's all I ask. And you have to do it once. That's all. I'm not going to ask you to do this every day. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Have an excellent Wednesday. I hope it's very productive. I hope you get lots done. And I hope that, like I said, sitting here in a t-shirt, I'm optimistic that we've seen the worst of winter behind us. But let's see. I'm not going to promise things I can't deliver. All right. Cheers. We'll see you later. CliffCentral.com.